Hello and welcome to another edition of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is your host, John Jantz, and my guest today is Gail Goodman, the CEO of Constant Contact. Constant Contact is a leading email marketing, probably we can even put the leading in front of that, online survey company and event marketing tool and service that I'm a big fan of. They do a lot of things right, and I'm really happy to have Gail join us. So thanks, Gail.
John, it is great to be with you today.
Well, thanks. So, you know, I go out there and I speak to a lot of small business owners, and they are trying to make a living, trying to keep business going. They're trying to find effective ways to get the word out, and I am a big proponent of email marketing as a tool. Over the last, you and I were talking off air about that nasty recession word, over the last year or two, what kind of changes have you seen in terms of usage or adoption or where people are cutting back or adding in this whole online space?
The thing that really surprised us during the recession was the increase in usage we saw from our current customers. So it turned out that if you had discovered email marketing and begun to use it in your business before the recession, you knew what, you know, I'm preaching to the choir to you, but you already knew that the most important thing to do was hold on to your current customers and drive repeat sales. That during a recession, it was going to be hard to find new customers. It was going to be hard to get consumers who didn't know and love your business to open up their wallets. But if you already had people who knew your business and understood the value you deliver as a small business, you could get them to come back and buy again, and you could get them to refer their friends.
Yeah,
and so what we saw is people used us in greater and greater amounts.
Yeah, and it speaks to kind of that foundation. You already had built that foundation, so just make sure you stayed closer so those folks remembered you, and certainly email marketing is a tremendous way to do that. I still am amazed that I hear from people, and again, I'll tee this one up for you. This will be a really easy one for you, but I still hear from people that, nobody responds to email anymore. I mean, I get all this spam. I try to block as much of it out as possible. I mean, why would I do email? Now, in terms of effectiveness and response, where does email marketing rank in terms of the vehicles that are open and available to us?
Yeah, I hear the same thing all the time. it is an amazing thing because email marketing is still the most cost-effective marketing tool in the toolkit. It's the highest per dollar ROI back. I think it's $40 of return for every dollar spent. I think that's a Direct Marketing Association number. More effective than any acquisition marketing you could do, any spend you might do trying to reach new customers, and the most cost-effective way to drive repeat sales. What was also interesting was during the recession, open rates and click-through rates went up. People engaged more in their inbox than ever before.
That's interesting. I'd have to try to figure out have you come to a conclusion as to why that might be?
I think it's a couple of things going on. I think people weren't out and about as much as they might be in a non-recessionary period.
Mm-hmm.
So they were home or in their business and heads down in the inbox is really the anchor of most people's business day these days.
Yeah.
And second, people were starting to experiment with social media quite a bit. We can go there next.
Yeah.
If you'd like. And what happens is when you use a lot of social media, it drives you back to your inbox. That's where you hear about new followers. It's where you get your LinkedIn updates. So it turns out if you're a social media user, your usage of your email inbox skyrockets, and you start paying more attention to the email marketing messages you're getting as well.
Yeah, I think that's I was intending to go there, and that's a great segue, I think, to going there, is that another thing I heard from people is, well, I don't need to use email anymore because, I'll just get on my Facebook fan page, and that's where I'll do everything. And I think that that's actually what I've experienced as well, is that with social media, really the best use, particularly in your – customers and prospects in your own kind of existing network is it's actually a way to make everything else you're already doing just that much more effective, as opposed to an either or. It's actually a great supplement. And I think your point about it driving people to email, I think is a great one.
You can
expand on that point, or you can jump right to maybe some of the things you guys are doing to actually help people with that integration.
Yeah, I think small businesses, really, I think all businesses have been a little confused about the why of social media marketing.
Yeah.
Exactly what is it? What role does it play in the mix? I think you're right. People have said, well, that's free.
Yeah.
So I'll just do that.
Yeah.
And I think everything has a role, but they have different roles. And they have different roles when you think about customers on the customer life cycle. And they vary in terms of the level of engagement. And so Facebook is a great place for a small business to be. Increasingly, people check companies out on the internet before they use them. Whether that's on review sites, whether that's looking at their website, looking at what people are saying about them on Facebook or on Twitter. And so as a small business, you need to know what people are saying about you, and you need to have a presence so you can be found. But you also need to decide what are going to be your primary engagement channels and how much engagement can you reasonably expect from that channel.
Mm-hmm.
And you could sort of do this in decreasing order, right, or increasing order, right? Twitter's lovely for reaching a lot of new audience, but at 140 characters, your engagement is pretty light.
Right.
You know, Facebook, again, some nice reach and more engagement than Twitter, but nowhere near as much engagement as what I call that standalone moment in somebody's inbox,
mm-hmm.
where instead of being on a Facebook feed and a short form fan page, you really get to create an HTML content email that gets to tell your story in the way you want to tell it, and you know, in that briefest of standalone moments when someone is looking just at your email. The problem with social media sites is people are often very distracted. Lots of things going on. So they all complement each other. And I think the biggest thing you can do with email and social media is have them reinforce each other.
All right.
So if you're just getting started in social media marketing, use your email list to kickstart your presence. Invite the people who already know and love you, who loved you enough to give you their email address,
right,
which is a higher level of permission than fanning you, and ask them to fan you or follow you. And that gets you some critical mass rolling in the social media channels. But then also use the content from email as content for your social media channels, like email. It's all content is king here. If you're not saying something engaging, if you're not using these channels to do something that is for your customers, not just for you, right? What's in it for them, not what's in it for me. If you're using those channels to engage, that's great. The content you write can play across multiple channels. Write once, distribute many. But take your email campaign, tweet it, post it to your Facebook page, but also click back to a hosted version of that newsletter for them to read more, pull them out of that distracted social media environment into an environment that's all yours, and follow up by seeing if you can get them on your email list, because that allows you to have an ongoing, more one-to-one oriented dialogue.
Yeah, I often say that I think one of the best uses for social media, and there are many, many uses, but for the small business is to create awareness about a deeper level of content. And I think that's a lot of what you're talking about, is driving people to where they can go beyond 140 characters, but use that 140 characters to get them excited about what they might find.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I think it's awareness of a deeper level of content. And then the second thing I think social media provides as an opportunity for small business is a chance for them to get their satisfied, happy customers talking about them.
Another feature that many email marketing service providers offer, and I know that you offer a very nice function, is the ability to send out surveys. Do you find that people are using that to a great extent to get information, to get ideas, to share information, or do you find that that's something that people, that's particularly small marketers, small business marketers, haven't really kind of gathered how much value that can have?
This halftime break is brought to you by Constant Contact. Constant Contact helps small businesses and nonprofits build great customer relationships with email marketing, event marketing, and online surveys. Visit them today at ConstantContact.com and sign up for your free 60-day trial.
Oh, I'd say it's all across the board. You know, our very best marketers in our mix are using survey to understand, first, you know, how does their current service delivery meet the needs of their customers? Right. You know, in this world of so many choices, it is all about turning customers into raving fans and then into referrers. It's all about that great customer experience. And the best way to know if you're delivering that is to ask.
Yeah.
And then the second thing we see them doing is while they're asking about how well they're doing, they're also gathering the data they need to be more targeted and relevant in everything else they do.
Well,
so many of our interactions don't give us a lot of data. If someone follows you on Twitter, what do you know about them?
Right.
Nothing. A survey is a great way to drive to a deeper understanding so you can start to do a targeting.
Well, and I find that even I find people, not everybody, but you know, people like to be asked their opinion. They like to be asked to vote on stuff. They like to participate. I mean, I even see people using them very, very effectively just to say, hey, should we create this product feature or this product feature? Or should we use this color or that color? And you know, on top of, in some cases, getting really good, useful information, I think it's another way to create engagement.
Absolutely. And if you're ever stumped for content,
yeah,
you know you should be engaging your audience.
Yeah.
Send them a poll,
yeah,
right? It's kind of a cheap content trick when your time is short and you don't have time to write your next blog post or article.
Well, and then take it one level further. Take the results and pitch that to the two journalists in your community that write about that topic too, because they love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it is a gift that keeps on giving.
That's right.
You use it as, the question is the content this week,
yeah,
and the answer is the content
That's
next
right.
week.
Speaking of content, I happen to be a big fan of people producing webinars and in-person events and seminars and just all kinds of ways to get their message in front of people, either in person or via some of the technology. You all recently added another great tool, I think, and that's your event management tool. And I don't know if I'm right about this or not, but it may be the only email service provider that has kind of that full capability for somebody to launch and track and promote an event.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, John. We're the only fully integrated email marketing, event marketing, survey, all together, same list, cross-product integration. And it's great for people who want to run professional events where they want to register people, they want to design a custom registration form. They maybe even want to even take money for their event.
Right.
With Constant Contact event marketing solution, we do it all. We let you create that landing page that describes your event in more detail, that customized registration form, lets you take payment, and then lets you follow up appropriately with your registration, with your registrants, and obviously with the folks who didn't respond to that original email.
Well, I have used it several times. Great tool. You recently acquired a service, actually, that I was already a user of called Nutshell Mail, and it certainly is a, I would say it's a validation of the sort of the integration between email and social, I guess is how I would say how I viewed that. So tell us a little bit about, I'm sure many listeners are not that familiar with Nutshell Mail, but then also kind of what was the thinking in terms of why that was a fit for an email marketing service provider?
Yeah, so Nutshell Mail helps anyone, but small businesses in particular, monitor and and manage their social media marketing presence. And really, it's for anybody, and it's totally free. Mm-hmm. So your listeners should definitely feel free to sign up for a Nutshell Mail account at nutshellmail.com or constantcontact.com/nutshellmail. And what it does is you link it up to your Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn accounts, and you can create special topic searches like your competitors.
Right.
And it will send you a synopsis at scheduled moments during the day. I get four updates a day mm-hmm. that actually come into my inbox, and it shows me what people are tweeting about Constant Contact, about a couple of our key competitors, about major topics like email marketing.
Right.
But also my Facebook activity and my LinkedIn activity.
Yeah, and
it sort of brings it together in a nutshell.
Right. Well, it presents it kind of like a email newsletter digest almost, too, instead of just a stream of content, right?
Yeah, and what that is great for is that, you know, I don't have time to be, you know, sitting online all day watching the conversation unfold on Twitter or Facebook.
Right.
I doubt many of your listeners do. By getting it just a few times a day, I get a quick glance as to whether there's a dialogue I want to hop into
right. Or
not, and, you know, what's going on in the world. So rather than going through my day in meetings wondering if I'm missing something, I now, can relax because I'm not missing anything. It's capturing the conversations. It's like a DVR for your social media activity.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also getting alerts as to whether there's something I need to get involved in. Whether that's our customers having a problem, something happening with a competitor, or a dialogue about email marketing or event marketing that just is the perfect chance for me to contribute.
So what was the thinking in terms of why this would be a good acquisition for Constant Contact?
Well, we truly believe that social media marketing is something that needs to be integrated with your entire content strategy and your entire customer communication strategy. And very much we think of Constant Contact's mission is helping small businesses grow great customer relationships and grow their business through their customer relationships. And so we saw social media marketing as really just one more way to do that. And we had begun building a lot of features ourselves, but once we met the Nutshell Mail team, we realized that they had an initial tool, a great group of talent, and great relationships. So they were actually funded by the Facebook Fund. So deep relationships with Facebook, with Twitter, with LinkedIn. So we really saw this as an opportunity to just speed up our time to market on social media marketing, grab a great tool, a great team, a great talent pool, and just move faster.
Now, are they, is the team out there where you guys are on the East Coast, or were they West Coast based?
Yeah, they are right in the heart of it in Silicon Valley.
Yeah, okay.
And we'll be keeping them there. We're actually going to be opening up a West Coast office. We're actually out looking at rental space today, and not me specifically, but a bunch of folks from Constant Contact. And we'll start building a team out there, so we'll really be more of a bi-coastal presence.
Oh, wow, great.
Yeah.
So I always want to give you a chance to talk about your Carrots for Kids program.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you. We really believe in giving back to the community, and I'm sure your listeners as small businesses feel the same way.
Absolutely.
And we wanted to not just give back as a group, but really allow our customers to give back as well. So for folks who use Constant Contact, they can give a free Constant Contact account to a children's charity of their choice. Cares for Kids is what we call it. Constant Contact Cares for Kids. And very simple to do, just a little form you fill out giving us kind of your account information and the charity that you want to promote. And all we ask in return is that you help them be a great email marketer, that you help them get started on Constant Contact, you share your experience as part of the mix. So we'll give them the account, you give them the expertise, and together we can make a difference in the lives of kids all across America.
Awesome. Appreciate that. So I'm going to give you one opportunity. We're running out of time, but I always like to give you an opportunity to make a big announcement here live on the show, so you can tell me what's the big new thing that's coming that you want my listeners to know about. And don't look at your PR people. They don't have the answers.
Well, I think the biggest thing is that whether you're a business buyer or a consumer buyer, you are now so much more fully informed and able to get a read on a business before you do business with them. I don't go into a restaurant now without reading a Yelp review. I don't do business, you know, without checking for reviews or reports online. I think the next big thing for small businesses is really to make sure they understand where their reputation is and what people are saying about them all over the internet. And obviously, the best way to get a great reputation is to provide world-class customer experience and take customer care very, very seriously, because there is going to be no place to hide. Happy customers will be talking, and unhappy customers will be talking.
Yeah, it's just gotten a lot easier for both of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no question. Well, Gail, thanks so much for joining us, CEO of Constant Contact. Just found it, ConstantContact.com, or pretty much anywhere I turn these days. You guys are funding the advertising economy right now, getting the word out a bit. So appreciate you joining me, and hopefully we can do this again sometime soon.
Thank you.
All right.